Andrew Schneider on KNIA Cableless Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we continue our fall previews with Joel Allman, a familiar voice on our airwaves for the past decade or so, has been at Pleasantville as a coach and AD, and has now made the switch over here to the land of the Dutch and will be the Pella head volleyball coach. Joel, first of all, congratulations on the new move and welcome to Pella. How have things been for you, and what's kind of been the path for you from Pleasantville here to the land of the Dutch?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me. I just really appreciate it. Yeah, so this opportunity opened up in February, where the head job opened up, as well as an at-risk teaching job. And then I saw that a business job might be opening up in future years. And as the AD at Pleasantville, very busy, obviously, as an activities director. And I have two young kids, and I thought, I really feel like I want to get back into the classroom. One, just to be able to make a close connection with kids again. I miss those deep relationships that you get to build. Not that you can't do that as an activities director, but there certainly is a lot more surface level relationships with a lot more kids, right? So it's an opportunity for me to get back into the classroom. And then I had actually given up volleyball at Pleasantville in October. And I knew I was going to really miss it, and I really wanted to keep coaching because it's a passion of mine. So when this head job opened up, I just thought it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And so fortunately, when I interviewed, I was able to get the position, and just very blessed to be at Pella. The community has been very welcoming. The staff has been very welcoming. And so I'm just really excited for this journey and where it's going to take me, and also the Pella volleyball program. And then as far as the summer has went, we've had a number of open gyms, some team camps, and so I've gotten to meet the girls, gotten to see them play, and it was a great summer, at least in my opinion. Just very happy with where we're at right now, heading into the season.
Well, and for those who don't know, a lot of success at Pleasantville, especially in your last season. Most wins, I believe, in program history. Obviously trying to build a program that hadn't had a lot of success and kind of turn that around. And there's no, mystery as to Pella's kind of had some issues with stability the last couple of years. We've gone through a couple different coaches for various reasons. And it seems like for you, maybe an opportunity to help rebuild the program.
Yeah, so at Pleasantville, my first year, they were coming off of two wins the previous season, two wins the season before that. And maybe before that, right? So it was all about just trying to build that mindset, that culture of, one, what the skills should look like on the court, but also just that we need to be in the weight room, we need to be in the gym, and just kind of that winning mentality, right? You come to Pella, and it's obviously that mindset is already instilled. And so now it's taken over a program that is hungry to win, that does have a lot of skill. And so we're looking then now to take that jump to the next level of trying to qualify for a state tournament or even winning a state championship.
Well, and as you come here to Pella, the cupboard is not bare. It's not like you're coming into a situation without any talent. And I've known so many of these different girls over the years. You have state champions on your roster. You have all-state caliber players from different sports on your roster. I'm sure that's not hurt your transition, that you have a lot of really quality, also people, but certainly from a talent perspective, you're certainly not working with nothing here.
Yeah, definitely. My actually first open gym here. When we started playing, I think I said to one of my assistants of, we have some good players. And I knew just off of stats and film that I was watching that certainly there was a lot of talent. But the thing with them last year, they were very young. There was a lot of sophomores that were playing. There were a lot of juniors that were playing. And so all the experience that they got last year, and Coach Sheldon did an excellent job with them, all that experience that they got, and now they're coming back. It's we're able to start on a higher step, a higher level. And as you said, they're in a lot of different sports, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. Obviously, I was an activities director, so I want people involved in a lot of different things. But I feel like you build really quality relationships with your teammates in other activities, but you also find ways to win and to be successful in those other activities. So, when the softball team's playing in a regional final or a regional semifinal, and there's two outs in the seventh inning, that pressure that you're facing in that softball or that tennis championship, that's going to now apply to the volleyball court, and hopefully that'll help us break down some walls as far as when it comes to conference championships and state tournament bursts.
Well, and by the way, we're here with Joel Allman, new Pella volleyball coach, as we preview the season. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Let's kind of name some of those. I know some of the names, but I'll have you share some as well. Clearly, as you mentioned, a really solid nucleus of varsity players returning. I know not your full rotation's quite set up, and you'll still probably be figuring and tinkering a little bit, but I'm guessing there's quite a few names that people will recognize from either those other sports or from last year's team.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many names returning. You know, I don't want to forget any, but we have a lot of hitters back with Katie, with Sydney. Both the middles are back, and Abby and Kelsey. Brooke Schulte is back as well. So you just talk about hitting right there. That's a lot of attacks that are coming back from previous season. And then you add Emma, who's obviously new to the team. Emma Ekoff, who's new to the team this year. Who has a big arm herself. So offensively, we have a lot coming back, which is a great thing. When you have one of your two setters coming back, Katie obviously being that one, who is, in my opinion, one of the best setters in the conference, if not in this area, that's going to make our offense even better. And then we return a lot of defensive players too, with Claire and with Ella. So our depth is going to be very strong as far as people that have playing time. But I think the biggest thing for us will be also the depth that we return for girls that maybe didn't play varsity last year but that are trying to crack the varsity lineup. So you think about Sage DeYoung, you think about like an Ellie Schmitz, a Lauren Mace, a Kaitlyn Platt. Those girls didn't play varsity last year, but they're still pretty quality players, and they're trying to earn varsity minutes as well, right? So I'm all about iron sharpens iron, and I think our team is close enough this year as far as friends go that we can have healthy competition in our gym, and that's going to end up pushing each other, and that's going to be a great thing.
I was about to say, a lot of names you recognize from all of our sports. Yeah, a lot of those girls playing multiple varsity sports, as we mentioned. And that gets to the point of trying to build a contender, right? And the last couple of years, this team has beaten some quality ranked teams. It's been kind of on the cusp of getting to a state tournament, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but each year the schedule that is built for this program certainly gives that opportunity. And whether it's the Little Hawkeye Conference, where again we've got multiple state qualifiers the last couple of years, Norwalk returning as one of those from last season, to some of your non-conference tournaments where you're playing a lot of 5A schools, there will be no shortage of opportunities for this very experienced team to get better.
Yeah, our schedule is very good, and that's on purpose. You know, we're trying to play those teams that are state tournament level teams, just so that we are testing ourselves, right? But we also added a few quads that will hopefully help give us some confidence as well. I think there's a fine balance there, right? Of you want to play really tough competition, but you also want to have nights that you can hopefully build some confidence, because if you're playing all these tough teams but not having success against them, that can hurt the confidence level. So I think there's a good balance in our schedule to do both things. And then, you know, right away we have a home quad against Mount Vernon, Mid Prairie, and Bondurant. And two of those schools I think are going to be 3A ranked teams. Mount Vernon to me is probably a 3A number one or 3A number two. And then Bondurant is always a solid program that's has aspirations, I'm guessing, of qualifying for a state tournament as well. So we're going to right away get to see kind of where we're at, and we can use that just as a positive way to gauge what we need to work on.
Here, Joel Allman, new head coach of the Pella volleyball team, as we discuss the upcoming season and the Little Hawkeye Conference. I know we haven't mentioned some of those teams, but outside of Norwalk, but if you're not going to have tough competition non-conference, which you will, the Little Hawkeye is always an adventure. It's always a journey, one that I know you've watched from afar, but now you get to be in the teeth of it with some really elite athletes.
Yeah, the Little Hawkeye is very good. You look at what Indianola did last year. Norwalk qualified for the state tournament last year. You know, I know Indianola brings a lot back, especially a lot of offensive weapons. And their now senior class is a very deep class. So they're going to be very good. Norwalk is they lost a big hitter for them last year, but they're big enough now as a school that they're going to be able to replace those pieces, right? And then you look at a Dallas Center Grimes, who is obviously growing just tremendously as a school district. But they had, I believe, a couple freshmen last year that were main pieces for them. So they're going to be a very tough out. And then, you know, you go to Oski and Newton and Tapella Christian, who returns a lot too. And it's going to be a nightly battle in the conference. And that's ultimately what you want, right, is those five set matches that you get, because on weekends and quads, you're not getting five set matches. We need to be testing those five set matches, so that way when we get to tournament time, if we have to go five sets, we've at least faced some competition that has tested us.
Well, and the exciting piece is you get to see some of that talent at home this year. Especially, I know for you, you want to build the excitement around Pella volleyball. First, you want people to come out. You want them to attend. I agree with that. But there might be a pretty good option, too, with the video stream. But a lot of home games coming up for people to be able to enjoy, whether they're watching on Pella Dutch Live with me and Katie, which that's the announcement. We're coming back this year. Or, of course, we want you packing the gym in an allowed environment for those conference matches.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm going to tell the girls at some point, if they want the gym to be loud and rocking, we're going to have to play an exciting brand of volleyball. Like, people will come watch a team that they enjoy watching. And that is not only the style of volleyball we play, but also just the energy that we give off as a team. That's the thing. One of the things that I love about volleyball is just how enthusiastic you can be as a team, whether you're on the court or on the bench. And so I hope that people see, one, that we play really hard, that we play with the next kind of point mentality, that we don't get down on ourselves, but also that we're just a really tight-knit group. So I think that that's what we're going to display this year. I'm pretty confident in that, just seeing what I've seen over the summer and kind of this first start of camp. And then from there, we have home matches once again right away in August. And then we have one against Dallas Center Grimes. We have one against Pella Christian. And then late in the season, we have our home tournament and another one against Newton. So they're spread out enough that I think people have plenty of opportunities to come watch us play. And once again, I think it's going to be an exciting brand of volleyball.
And again, if you can't make it, Katie and I will do our best on the video stream to take you there to the gymnasium. That's Joel Allman, head coach of the Pella volleyball team, as we talk about the new fall ahead of us. Joel, nice to get to know you a little bit better now, and look forward to our working partnership over the next couple weeks, and of course for that exciting brand of volleyball.
Yeah, thank you. And I just appreciate what KNIAA does for us. Thank you.